T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's why Brandon Graham, he didn't. He could. Well,
he's one of the reasons why it's a cool place to come here and play.
He could have went to free agency.
Yeah.
Next week, he said nope. They worked it out, and he joins us right now. One of the great Eagles of our generation, and a nice brand new contract. His name's Brandon Graham. What's up, BG?
Oh man, what's up, man? How you doing?
We can hear that smile over the phone there, Brandon. What's up, bro?
You know that stay on. That stay on, but it's really on now.
Man, well, listen, Brandon, before we get into, or we won't even get into the amount of it, right? But just tell us how it all sort of came down. We were kind of concerned that, you know, you wouldn't be back here as an Eagle. And I'm sure while you were certainly hoping to be back here, there had to be some trepidation as to whether or not it was going to get done. So sort of walk us through how this thing sort of came about between you and the Eagles.
Well, you know, at the combine, my agent and Howie was talking. My agent told me that he was going to call me, let me know some stuff by the end of the day. And sure enough, he called me with an offer from the Eagles. He didn't even say nothing about an offer. He just told me that they was going to meet and talk. And so when that offer came and I knew where we was at before, and, you know, it was right where I wanted, man, I just jumped right on it because it was just like, man, I love being in Philly. I love my situation. You know, I with the scheme, you know, you got to be able to thrive in schemes with coaches. And I've been through so many different coordinators, and to have one that I know. And, you know, at the Senior Bowl, I knew if I got in this defense again, I wouldn't want to, you know, have the chance leaving. So I got in here, and, you know, I wanted to stay, man, because it definitely compliments me well. And I want to be happy at the end of the day and feel like family. So I stuck with what I knew, and that's the Eagles.
You did. And you're not the only member of the Graham family who was happy, because we saw the video on Instagram of your daughter. Ben, can we play it right here, where I think your daughter's even happier than you? Let's hear it.
I'm so excited to go back to the Eagles show.
Yeah.
Okay,
send the song for me then.
Okay. Fly, Eagles, fly.
He said, okay.
Fly, Eagles, fly. And you can do 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
And then we'll high. And let those Eagles fly.
We're almost there.
Eagles fly.
On the road to victory. All right.
Eagles!
Oh, man, Brandon. Man, that's so cool.
Yeah, man,
it is, man. That was the first time I heard her sing the whole thing. She always just say the E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles all the time.
Right.
But, you know, I ain't never heard her sing it clearly like she did. So, you know, that it was meant, man. It was meant for me to be back. You know, baby girl loving it. I'm loving it. The wife knew where my heart was at. So when they threw that offer out, man, I was just like, you know, I've been doing well with my money. And so, you know, this is what I was looking for anyway. Let's go.
Yeah, you had told us when we're doing the show, doing football season, Brandon Graham show, you were looking for a fair offer. You even said to us kind of the last time we saw you, where it was, it almost felt like we're saying goodbye. It's like, all right, well, you know, hopefully we see you again next year. And then you hugged all the press at the last available media after the season was over. How did you, I mean, did you think it was going to happen? You said you were feeling positive. You felt like this was going to happen, or really you can't be sure until it happens?
You can't be sure until it happened, man. You know, I was being positive through it all, and I prayed about it with my family, and just was like, you know, I would know. I was just praying that I know, you know, that that feeling, you know, when it's right. And, man, it came so fast after, you know, I've been praying about it. You know, it was just like, wow, like, you know, this is what I wanted anyway. I wanted to be here. You know, a lot of people go to different teams and, you know, you hear so many different stories, but it's just because, you know, the team didn't draft you, you know, it don't have that same type of love and feel that, you know, that Philly has, because this all I know, you know, and for me, I'm just happy we was able to get something done because, man, I'm telling you, we got some unfinished business, like I say, with this great team, you know, that they keep putting together. So, you know, I want to be a part of that.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, man, being a former player here, listen, I came here in 98, so I'm looking at almost plus 20 years of being in this area, seeing a lot of great players come through this town, play in this town, but finish their careers in other places when the majority of them wanted to finish their careers here. You're going to have that opportunity to do it. Talk about a little bit how just sort of your journey here as an Eagle, you know, from being a first-round draft pick, having some early struggles, having the organization stand behind you, to making one of the greatest plays in franchise history and helping them bring a championship to this town, to ultimately, I think, you've had an Eagles Hall of Fame career, and I think that's where you're going to end up when it's all said and done. Just talk about how important it was for you to possibly end your career as an Eagle.
Well, you know, like you just said, it started off a little rocky. You know, my first year was just getting stuff under my feet, getting the feel, and next, you know, knee injury, bam. All the fans don't like me. You know, I'm going off on fans, man. It was a trying time for me, but I had guys like T-Cole, had JP, you know, a bunch of guys that stayed on me and seen my potential. And so for me, man, I think that's without having that type of leadership, you know, which I feel I offer to the young guys now, that I try to, you know, pay it forward, because that's what happened for me when I see certain things or, you know, whatever. But, you know, during that time, man, them boys stayed on me every day, worked hard every day. And what it taught me was no matter how the situation is, everything is temporary, which we know, you know. And so I got the choice to make to go back and put that work in each and every day and keep my head down one day at a time mentality. And, you know, next thing you know, you're going to look up and be like, man, look what happened. You know, everybody changed their whole view about me because I didn't worry about what I couldn't control, and that's people talking. I just want to make sure they're talking in a positive light, and that's based off, you know, what I do on the field and, you know, how I prepare. So, man, being able to make that play, you know, that was building up for that moment. And so I was just happy that I was ready during that time, man, to be able to do my job the best I could for the team, you know. And then when my opportunity came, I went out there and did what I was supposed to do to help the team. And, man, now it's just all about, man, I want to do it again. I want that good feeling again and show these people that, you know, I'm 31 now, but I still got a lot in the tank. And, you know, I'm glad the Eagles still, you know, believe in me based off how I practice every day and what I bring to this table, you know, as far as leadership for the team.
Yeah, Brandon Graham will be entering his 10th year with the team, which is an achievement in itself, playing 10 years in this city. Brandon, what advice will you have or would you have for Carson Wentz? I got to ask you about the story that came out a couple months ago, I guess, now. What did you think of the story and being here as long as you have and going through a lot of ups and downs in this town? What are you going to say to Carson? What would you say to Carson about it?
Just go out there on Sunday and win. Everything else handle itself. And then, you know, for the people, you know, that have an issue with whatever Carson's doing or whatever, I feel like if it's in-house, you know, people need to talk to him, you know, because at the end of the day, if you care for your teammate, we call ourselves family, you know, I would want to go to him and be like, hey, man, you know, this, you could be leading to this, like, give your opinion, but, you know, at the same time, come at him with love, because, you know, you don't want nobody to lock up and, you know, feel like, well, dang, you pointing at me, but you know what you do, and going back and forth. I just feel like, you know, you just got to go to him, you know, let him know, work hard, man, win on Sunday, you know, make sure you prepare for everything and you know, change. You know, if you feel, if it's hitting you somewhere where you know you need to change, make that change, you know, but only he know that, you know. So I think winning will solve everything for him, and going out here and, you know, competing. And don't worry about nothing you can't control.
Yeah, it's a good answer. Win on Sundays and we won't be talking about it. All right, Brandon, last thing. Your signing got trumped by Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper comes out and signs on Thursday. Then you sign on Friday. It was the huge story nationally. So Bryce Harper's going to be here for 13 years. You'll be here 13 years or close to 13 years at the end of your contract. As almost the dean of the Eagles, you and JP have been here the longest. What advice would you have for Bryce Harper as he begins his journey into Philadelphia as a star in this town?
It's going to be a lot of ups and downs. You know, you have a bad game, they bad for you. You know, you have a good day. It's that love, hate, you know, that they talk about, that brotherly love, that's real. You know, I mean, because every time I have a bad game, somebody calling me out, you know, and making me, you know, making me better in a sense, because, you know, it's all about how you think about, you know, some of the negativity that come your way, and how I think about it is, oh, man, I got another week to show these boys, you know I didn't have a good week this week or whatever it is, you know, on playing, but I know I got another opportunity. So, you know, don't worry about the ups and downs. Just keep going, you know, keep on winning, you know, keep on winning the day, season the day, you know, that you have at practice, whatever it is, preparation, and, you know, be a good pro, because, you know, they don't like people that can't be, you know, they can't socialize with the fans. You know, you got to be able to connect with the Eagles fans, because, you know, they feel like, you know, they are part of this thing with you, so they want to, you know, you give them a little something. You ain't got to give them everything, because I understand, you know, everybody ain't me as far as, you know, just being nice and stuff like that. But, you know, if you show that you are a normal person just like everybody else, that just got a job playing a great sport, that got a skill, you know, I mean, man, they'll love you forever.
Play the game a little bit, Brandon, right? Play a little bit.
Hold on, man. What you mean everybody ain't you, dog? You was throwing a straight-up block party.
You know? I was just saying, but you know what it is, though? Like, it's a gift and a curse, because being too nice sometimes a five-minute situation turns into an hour. Now I'm going to be pissed out by the wife. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, not being able to say no got his pluses and minuses, too. So, I think, you know, that's what I meant when I was saying, you know, people don't, you know, people value their time. And you know, I'm getting better with that, too, you know. But at the end of the day, I go with what I feel in my heart, you know, what I want to do, you know. And sometimes I get cussed out sometimes.
Get you in trouble doing what you want to do. Believe me, we all know that.
He is the best, man.
Brandon, hopefully we the third year of the Brandon Graham Show starts in a couple months here.
Yeah, man. Hey, listen, lunch on you, dude. I'm just saying. Your pocket's heavy now, man.
I got y'all, you know, lunch on me, for sure.
All right,
man, congratulations. Thanks, Brandon. Man. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
There he is, the great BG. Mm.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.